Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Well, you know, we were talking about Israel and what is happening. I want you to listen to the CBN segment as they report a recent terrorist attack.
Good evening. I'm Mark Martin.
And I'm Wendy Griffith. We begin overseas where a deadly terrorist attack has claimed the lives of several Christians. Our senior international reporter, George Thomas, is here with us now with details. This sounds serious, George.
It does, Wendy. At least two South Korean Christians are dead after the tourist bus they were traveling on exploded in Egypt's Sinai Peninsula. The bombing is likely the work of Al-Qaeda-linked insurgents based in the region.
The attack happened near the Egypt-Israel border crossing.
There was an explosion, and then came the fire truck and the ambulance, but they couldn't do anything.
The target, a bus filled with 31 South Korean Christians visiting biblical sites in the region.
The South Korean government cannot but feel anger and outrage and strongly condemn the terrorist bombing attack.
The bus was carrying members of Incheon Junggang Presbyterian Church out of Seoul, many of whom had reportedly saved up money for several years to go on the trip. Late this evening, church members, some of them sobbing, gathered in front of the church. One family member of a bus victim can be heard saying, "She's dead. She's dead. My sister is dead." Egyptian authorities say the bomber reportedly boarded the bus as it was preparing to cross into Israel. An Egyptian driver was also killed. Several on board were taken to nearby hospitals suffering serious injuries. It was the first such attack targeting foreign tourists in the Sinai Peninsula. South Korea's government held an emergency meeting vowing to help the Egyptian government find out who carried the attack.
The Egyptian foreign minister has acknowledged the seriousness of this incident and has expressed his intent to pour all efforts into handling the situation.
Meanwhile, hundreds of soldiers, militants, and civilians have died in recent months in the Sinai. Last September, the Egyptian army launched a major operation against terrorist groups based in this lawless area. But Wendy, Sunday's attack is another reminder of the security challenges that continue to plague Egypt.
They sure do. Horrible. Well, thanks so much for your insights.
You're
Mark?
Welcome. Thank you.
CBN News Middle East Bureau Chief, and he joins us now from Jerusalem. Chris, what do we know about who carried out the attack?
Well, I talked to an Israeli security expert just a little while ago, and he thinks it's Ansar Jerusalem, which means supporters of Jerusalem. And this is probably the main Salafist group that Egypt is fighting in the Sinai Peninsula. But it's a very difficult fight for Egypt to fight this group. He's described Sinai as Egypt's Tora Bora, and they're networked throughout Sinai. They have a huge supply of weapons, and this is the group that he suspects is perpetrated this attack yesterday.
Well, the Sinai Desert, as you know, borders Egypt and Israel and has become more lawless in recent years. What risk does that pose to Israel's security?
Well, it poses a great risk to Israel's security. For example, in Eilat, many of this group has also been firing rockets toward Israel. One of the things that could damage aviation into Eilat is if one of these shoulder-fired missiles that they have control of would ever hit an airplane going to Eilat, which is a huge tourist destination for Israelis and many tourists from around the world. And so that poses a huge threat. One of the things I think this group is trying to do is actually trying pit Egypt and Israel against each other to draw Israel into the Sinai Peninsula against this group. The tactic, perhaps, that Israel needs to employ, though, is to take defensive measures, to have the Iron Dome anti-missile system there in Eilat and give intelligence with Egypt. They're cooperating against this group, but this is it poses quite a danger to Israel right now.
The attack targeted tourists entering Israel. How significant is that since Israel relies heavily on tourism?
Well, both Egypt and Israel rely heavily on tourism, and I think that's one of the main targets that this group had against this South Korean group, these Christians that were visiting St. Catherine's Monastery, and literally just a few minutes away from coming into Israel. Israel depends on tourism, and I think Egypt even more depends on tourism, and it had just sort of a rebound since the Arab Spring about 2 years ago. This is reminiscent of attacks in 2004 to 2006, and also the main attack against Egypt's tourism happened in 1998 in Luxor when dozens of tourists were killed, and this is could be a huge blow. So this is really a life and death matter for the al-Sisi Egyptian government right now to fight this group, and it's part of the global jihad network. This is not necessarily funded by Iran, but the global jihad network. This is affiliated with al-Qaeda, and this is really the struggle that al-Sisi government and Israel are fighting right now.
All right, Chris Mitchell, thank you.
It's time to be awake. It's time to pay attention. They're attacking tourists. Tourists are going to Israel. When we come back in our next program, we're going to continue to talk about how this affects Israel and other attacks that are coming on different fronts. Let's not forget, we got to protect the apple of God's eyes by our prayers and our support. We were talking about recent attacks, terrorist attacks, Pat, that have occurred against tourists that are coming to Israel. And you see that it's been quiet for some time now in the Middle East, and now you're starting to see terrorist attacks on tourists, which you really haven't seen or heard of all that much in recent times. I mean, it has happened before. But, you know, my heart goes out to our Christian brothers and sisters from South Korea. It was reported by CBN that they were saving for years to go to the Holy Land and to go to Israel, and some of them have lost their lives. But this attack, as CBN is reporting, is about engaging Israel to fight in Egypt, against Egypt. And you notice that, I mean, it's always about engaging and trying to draw them into something. But we shared a segment about Israel living in the crosshairs of your enemies. We're going to make sure that's related for you on the torch and onto with this segment here today. But Israel lives in a continual state of being prepared and ready for war. They have the Iron Dome. They have 170,000 rockets aimed at them, and they're always in a ready stage. And we want to make sure that we pray for them because they heavily rely on tourism. I mean, people come from all over the world to go to Israel.
Right.
And if there is a, you know, attacks now, more attacks on the tourists that come, it can shut down their whole economy. Mm-hmm. And part of this attack that you're seeing is not just being waged, you know, with rockets, but it's also a financial attack. It's a cyber attack. These are battles being waged on many fronts. And the Blaze is reporting about this new thing that just happened. I mean, you know, some things don't amaze you, but they're just crazy. But basically, there's an Israeli research group called the Palestinian Media Watch, and they're basically reporting that terrorists planned an attack in order to be in prison and receive a salary from the Palestinian Authority. Listen to this. They're reporting, okay, that a terrorist testimony to a police following his arrest confirms all of this, in what they've been doing for quite a while. And this is what the article reads. It says, imprisoned Palestinian terrorist Husni Najjar explained to Israeli police that he had planned a second terror attack in order to be captured and imprisoned by Israel a second time so that he would receive the salaries the Palestinian Authority pays to prisoners while in jail and following their release. The Palestinian Authority is paying them to attack Israel, and if you get locked up, we're going to make sure that you get a check. In his signed statement, which they provide, given to the police following his second arrest, a copy of which is in the possession of the Palestinian Media Watch, he explains that the money he received from the PA, Palestinian Authority, as a salary during his first prison term amounted to only 45,000 shekels. However, the salary he would receive following his second prison term and subsequent release would leave him with 135 shekels. And thus, he says, I would cover my debts the terrorists explained for the motive for planning the attack. So it appears that the more attacks they do, or the more arrests that they get arrested and actually spend time in an Israeli prison, they get more money.
Wow.
And so this is being financed, they're being paid, and the Blaze continues to report. Listen to this. And they quote regarding the Palestinian Media Watch, that they reported last week, this group, to the British Parliament, that the Palestinian Authority distributed more than $100 million to convicted terrorists in 2013, and that they're setting aside an additional $46 million for funds set aside for further Palestinians that are going to be released from Israeli prison. So not only do you get paid, you know, for getting arrested, for planning these attacks, but when you get out, they continue to finance them and pay them. And you wonder, because you're wondering, my goodness, all these attacks, and you keep going back, and you keep waging stuff. Well, they're getting paid. They're financing them to do this. I mean, we have to remain vigilant, praying for the safety of our Israeli brothers and sisters and for the nation of Israel. And this is something that's very close and dear to our heart because it's close to the heart of the Father. Israel is the apple of God's eye. And as, you know, the way Israel goes, so goes the church. And so it's in our interests, but even if it wasn't in our interests, it's the heartbeat of God.
Right.
It's the heartbeat of God. Israel is the apple of God's eye. So we must pray. We must remain vigilant. We must be alert and continue to join those and organizations like CUFI, Christians United for Israel, and VFN Radio. And VFN Radio and VFN TV, as we stand together sharing, praying, and talking about ways how we can get our government officials to support policies that are going to be beneficial for Israel, not policies that are going to tear, you know, the foundation of Israel and turn their youth against them. Listen, we are living in serious times, but the wonderful thing is that God reveals his secrets to his friends. God is telling us, he's letting us know in so many different ways how we can stand with him for what he wants to do in this season that we're living in. And let me tell you something, Israel remains. America may or may not, listen, it's questionable.
Right.
It's questionable. But what will remain is Israel. And I'm going to tell you, you want to be on God's side. Continue to lift up Israel. Continue to lift up Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, as they're going to be facing in a very short time some very serious, serious times. And if we can stand now, let me tell you, there's a chance. There's a chance that things can turn, but we can't fall asleep. Oftentimes, right before the beginning of something that's going to go down, Pat, the enemy tries to lull a lot of people asleep and get them distracted. Shiny object here, shiny object there. Stay alert, stay ready, and stay prayerful. We'll be right back.
I don't know if you know this or not, but you can now see us on Christian Television Network, which has a potential audience reach of over 500 million viewers all around the world. It's amazing. One of our key audiences, too, as well, we want to welcome our new audience on WHBR, all the way from Destin, Florida, to Mississippi, over 500,000 households all around the world. It is amazing. Make sure, if you have not yet, you can find out the viewing times in your area. You can ask your local television station if we're not yet on there. Say, you want VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. You can find out more and viewing times in your area at VFNTV.com. Yes, we're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on the radio, live Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Time. But now, thanks to Christian Television Network, you can see us all around the world.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio Program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. Did you know that VFN TV and the Daily Radio program is made possible by those who partner with us and our sponsors and our underwriters? If you have not yet, you've got to go to VFNTV.com and visit them. Find out who is sponsoring, who is partnering, who is standing with VFN Radio, and become a sponsor yourself. Become a partner yourself. Listen, we stand for three pillars we believe. Without these three pillars, we won't even be here as a country anymore. That's for God and country in that order, and Israel. If you want to take a stand, if you want to do something about what's taking place, now's your time. Partner today or become a sponsor or underwriter and visit our sponsor and underwriters and tell them you are thankful that they're standing up for God and country in that order and Israel as we stand with the broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and VFN TV and the Daily Radio program. Find out more at VFNTV.com.